Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
This is Coach Kelly. Dr. Deborah is out on vacation for the next 2 weeks, but I have an amazing, incredibly talented fill-in host, Amy Margolese, and she is a therapist and a voiceover artist and everything in between. So I'm going to now introduce my co-host, Amy.
Hello, I'm Amy. I am a therapist in Santa Monica, a voice actor, and I have 3 kids and a husband and a dog and a hamster.
Amy is, like, seriously, if not the funniest person I've ever met, ever. She's hilarious, really just, you know, says it like it is. She's like, I just said, in a past life, she was like a truck driver.
I was.
Or a sailor.
Truck driver. It's kind of thank God I have the crazy voice because I can get away with
it's so true.
A lot of cursing and
yeah, you know, exactly. It just fits.
Still
fits.
Be okay. So,
so I'm going to tell you about my crazy week. So first of all, my younger son is now going on 14 days of diarrhea.
Oh my God. This is awful.
It's like, I swear to God, it's like a joke. I should have stock in diapers. That's all I have to say about that. And so I was like, I need a little getaway. So I went to see Straight Outta Compton. So oh. I go to the movie ticket guy, one nice Jewish girl for Straight Outta Compton, please.
Did you go by yourself?
I went by myself.
I love it.
It was so good. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. It reminded me of like my days back when, like, you know, seventh, eighth grade to high school. It was, but it was a really good film. I said to my husband, I'm like, it's one of my like top ones this year. I swear to God, I'm like all about it. Yeah.
So I don't think I've ever gone to the movies alone.
I'm all about it.
I never get out. I'm like on house arrest.
I need to get out.
No, I don't.
That's like my escape. Like if someone were like, what would you want to do? That's it.
But even 50 Shades, I know I'm one of those sick, desperate housewives who loved it. I loved it.
Yeah.
I never even went to see it.
I watched it in my freaking bed
at like 10 at night. And
really?
Yeah. Like, I wanted to go when the kids were at school, and the whole it just didn't happen.
But right.
Anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, stop it. So that was kind of the start of the week, and then my older son went to first grade today.
Oh, my God.
He started, God. I know. I was like, he's at that stage now, too, where he's like, don't kiss me, and so I kind of, like, it was like that awkward, like, do I go in for the kiss, or don't? Like, I don't want him to think that I, like, don't love him, you know?
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, so I kind of looked at him, I'm like, is it okay to hug you? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I know,
so
it's really
sweet.
Cute. Yeah, he's a good one. So we'll see. It's a big class. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, like I'm definitely feeling it. Like I feel that anxiety. You know, remember like what it was like when you were like starting school? It's like the jitters and sort of, you know, you think it goes away, but it doesn't.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah, no, I remember the first day of school was crazy.
Yeah.
Then one year, I think I was in third grade and I fell flat on my face. So my whole face was scabbed and bloodied.
And you had to go to school?
I was a fucking sight. Excuse me. I was a sight. Yeah, I had to go to school.
Oh, it's the worst.
It was, yeah, I was such a dog face. Oh my and God. My mom always made us wear tights and dress. I was like, it's awful.
Wait, you didn't go to Catholic school, did you?
No, I didn't go to Catholic
school.
You
went to public, okay.
But she always like made us wear dresses and tights.
Really?
Except on gym days. Yeah, so I used to change my clothes in the woods.
Are you
I don't know
serious?
Why I'm talking about this. But
I love it. It's so cool.
Yeah, it was
oh my
crazy.
God, that, and your and sister, then, too.
No, I don't know. She kind of went with the program, but then when we got to sixth grade, like, we had to have bra straps, you know?
Uh-huh.
But we couldn't ask my mom for bras, so we made my dad buy us bras.
Stop.
But then they get dirty, and my sister would, like, wash them, and it was crazy.
I love this.
And then I made my dad buy me, like, back in the day, we called them pantyhose.
Yes.
So change in the woods out of my freaking red tights so I looked hot, you know?
I love this. This is you're
and
such
I'm
a rebel.
Really white. Like, I have white with freckles. I'm gross.
Yeah.
And I used to buy the coffee-colored pantyhose so my legs
like black legs.
It was so ridiculous.
Did you have big hair? Tell me you had big hair.
Oh, my God. Fucking mile high.
I love
mile
it.
Mile high. I'm one of those.
I know you are.
And not only that, I grew up in Massachusetts, so it was, like, bad hair every other day.
Oh.
But they came out with this curling iron that was, like, butane, so you didn't have to plug it in.
Oh,
so
my God.
Everybody would, like, find me on the
That's
rainy days.
So funny.
And we like, would just, like...
Yeah, like twirl it up.
Spray it with the Aquanet. Forget it.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Sight. I was such a sight.
So was I. Disgusting.
You were? But yes. You're so much younger than me.
It was like the middle school era where you're like awkward anyway, and then like add in like the awkward hair.
You had big hair?
I had big bangs. It was like the bangs.
Yeah.
And I had like the poodle hair. Like, but that was in. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Because I always think of you as so much younger, like you avoided that.
Oh, I wish I avoided that. Oh my God, okay. One time my husband literally saw a picture of me when I was 13 and he was like, and his face, I swear to God, it was like, Dave, it wasn't so bad. It's really funny. So anyway, all right, I am super, 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 super excited about our guest today. So we have Psychic Fleur, and she is a medium who has given hundreds of readings to those needing messages, peace, and validation from loved ones who has passed. Now, this is what's so cool. Fleur has been recognized by CBS News as one of the top 5 psychic mediums in Los Angeles, and she regularly works in various theaters throughout California. Fleur gives private readings, teaches classes and workshops, and works through radio to help people connect with their loved ones in spirit. So welcome, Fleur.
Hello, guys. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Hey.
So my first question that I'm dying to know, which I'm sure you get all the time, but how did you discover that you had a gift?
Yeah, I do get that one all the time because it is like an interesting kind of thought. You know, how did you know? And I think for me, it's the opposite. I never discovered I had a gift. I realized and discovered that not everybody else did what I did. It was like, oh, I'm not normal.
Right.
It started from the time I could talk. My dad is an engineer, and from like a young age, he's like, well, you know, it's not wrong. Like, it's
cool.
Don't understand it, but it's definitely happening. So I think for my childhood, it wasn't encouraged. It wasn't discouraged. It was just something that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And the discovery of it was more of, this doesn't happen to everybody else, but sure. It's happening to me. Mm-hmm. Later on, around 18, 19, is when I really actually realized it's called mediumship. It's called psychic awareness. Like, I had no terms for it before then.
Sure.
I didn't really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But from that point on, that's when I actually became aware of the gift as a way that it could help people and actually, you know, create some good work in my life.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So what was your favorite prediction?
Oh, gosh, that's really hard. You know, I often forget my readings, which is
Maybe it'll be today.
Oh, that's funny. She said maybe it'll be today.
Maybe it'll be today, yeah. You know, predictions, I don't really like working in that way. I know that oftentimes psychics are kind of seen as fortune tellers, but
yeah.
I really believe in free will. So I do think we can change our life. So always my favorite ones is when I'm doing a mediumship reading and somebody comes through who's passed over and the person doesn't know a lot about them. And I'm like, well, you know, take notes, bring it home, go do your homework. And my favorite that has happened is it was on a phone call, actually. I was doing a reading over the phone and the guy at the end, in a very matter of fact, goes, well, that was about 73% correct. And I was like, oh, man, that's kind of a low number. I was like, I don't really like that. He calls back a few days later, and he goes, actually, you're about 95% correct because I checked up on the things that I thought you were wrong about, and you were actually right. So it was really kind of fun to hear that, you know, the spirit world knows things that I wouldn't know, they wouldn't know. They actually had to go do their research. You had to call, like, his grandma, you know, like, all this
stuff.
That's
amazing. Mm-hmm. And I love the 73. Like, I love those numbers.
Yeah, right.
People who
I was
are like,
okay.
Right, exactly. 73%.
It's like, have you been, like, tallying throughout the whole reading?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like, tallying up the percentage. Oh
yeah, he's
God.
Like, yes, no. Yes, hey. Yes, yes, yes. That'll be, like, 0.5. Yeah.
So how do you get your messages?
How do I get it? I see, feel, hear, and know.
So all of
the way
them.
It comes through. Yeah.
Wow.
Because a lot of people are just auditory or some are visual, correct? But you seem like you get it all different ways.
I do. It usually starts off as very much a sensing, and then it builds from there. So I'll get images, and people ask me, you know, how do you see the images? And it's usually in a sense of almost a daydream. Like, it's in front of me, and if I were to blink, it would kind of go away. But it's
so
there
cool.
for a moment, you know, and then it disappears. So oftentimes people think with mediumship and with psychic that it's like somebody who's literally talking in my ear. And that's not how it is. I get all this information and I have to translate it in English. And I'm literally just a translator. Like, that's what's happening. You know, the information isn't coming from me. It's coming from somewhere else. It's also not meant for me. It's for the person in front of me. So I'm just translating it in the best way possible.
So, cool.
So, you know, if sometimes people are like, oh, well, like, there's, like, one little thing that didn't make sense or two little things that didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's like, well, go check.
Yeah.
You're probably it'll make sense. But otherwise, you know, don't blame the spirit world. Like, blame the translator.
Oh,
like,
right,
you know,
right,
it's
right,
like,
right.
I probably got it wrong. I'm sure there's spirit people on the other side that are going, I said Billy, not Bobby. You know what I mean?
Like, well, it's true. Yeah. Because you got a tough job because somehow you might see it some way and then the other person doesn't see it that way. I can totally understand it lost in translation.
Yeah. Right. So, but yeah, it all kind of comes in different ways and it's fascinating, you know?
So cool. So. And you like it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, there's no better job for me, really, and there's no better way for, I think, for me to kind of fulfill what I'm supposed to do here.
So nice. So. You have such a good energy.
Totally.
Talk about, like,
energies.
You know what I mean? Like, really kind and compassionate, really sweet.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So, okay, so if you weren't a psychic, what would you do?
Oh, well, I wanted to do medicine forever. I think by the time, around 5 to about 15, I maintained that I was going to be a vet. So that was like
my really?
Thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then it kind of transitioned into, oh, no, I'm going to be a neurosurgeon. I was a little...
So cool.
A little ambitious there. but so that's kind of what my vision was throughout high school and into college. And after that, the psychic medium part of me kind of shook up my life, and it was very clear that I wasn't going to do anything else because they were going to stop everything else. So, so you know, I kind of had to surrender into it, but I am glad that I did.
Exactly.
You know, and in some way, I feel like I'm still healing and helping, and I probably misinterpreted that feeling as a kid. You know, I want to be of service, like I want to help, I want to heal. I just did it in a way that society hadn't really said.
Yes,
you know,
sure.
Career Makes guidance, sense. Like, this is one of your options.
Sure.
It really wasn't.
That's
so,
Yeah.
So, how do you feel about, do you feel like there's, quote unquote, good spirits and bad spirits?
You know, it's a question people give me often, and I actually don't believe in bad spirits.
Okay.
And the reasoning behind that is I think oftentimes you walk into a place and you'll say, oh, it feels really haunted.
Yeah.
But it's not that there's a soul that's haunting that place.
Yeah.
You know, and it's usually like residual energy is what they call it, or energy that's left over from a very traumatic event.
Yeah.
So if you were to go into a building where something awful happened, it kind of leaves an imprint, very much so as if you were to walk into a room and someone's just had a huge fight.
Yeah.
You feel it. You know, does that mean that there's a soul there? No. I think for the regular person, they would interpret it as it being haunted because they just feel it's off.
Sure.
You know? But I really, really, really doubt that any spirit gets stuck in any way. I believe that when we transition, we do move forward.
Okay.
The rate of moving forward and how we get there, that's unique to every single individual, every single soul. But I don't believe anybody gets stuck. I've never encountered a bad spirit.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I also don't go looking for it.
Right.
So that may just be willful ignorance there. Yeah.
That's actually really good to hear.
Yes, exactly. You know? It makes you feel a little bit safer.
Yeah, it does. Because you go to places like Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, or Salem, Massachusetts, and it's like, they're haunted.
You know, and I'm more afraid of the living than I am of the dead, honestly.
Yeah.
So funny.
I've never met a dead person I didn't somehow like, and... Yep.
That's so cool.
I can't say the same for the living.
Yeah.
Right?
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Coach Kelly and my amazing fill-in host today, Amy Margolis. And if you would like to give us a call, you can call us at 323-203-0815. We are talking with the amazing Psychic Floor today, who's going to give us some readings. And if you're lucky enough to get the phone answered, you can also call in to get a reading. But before we do that, I had one other question, too, that I was thinking about. God, about the spirits, and it just passed me by. All right, well, it'll come back to me, I'm sure, because I have a million other. So I feel like Amy's dying to get a reading. So if you want to start with her, if you feel comfortable.
If you want, if you're feeling
it. Of course. I'm feeling it. I'm always feeling it.
Cool.
All right, so we were talking a little bit earlier, and you said you'd had a crazy, crazy
We had a rough summer.
Yeah. The first thing that I was seeing around you when we were just kind of sitting there and chatting is I just kept seeing a lot of transitions, so like moving homes, and like things in packing boxes that haven't been unpacked, you know, it just gets the feeling of like you being in constant transition. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
They're also showing me here that you must, at one point, you'll have either two locations or two homes, but I'm seeing two locations for you, two homes. You understand
that? Interesting. Yeah.
And it feels to me here that you don't necessarily want two locations, but it'll be as one moves out, the other one has to end up at the exact same time. Does that make sense? It's like you won't be able to sell one before you get the other one. You understand that?
Wait a minute. I think so. So are you, say it again.
So I see that you're wanting to move.
Yes, I am.
Very badly.
Yes, I am.
And I see that your sights are already on a certain location where you want to go.
Yes,
you know exactly
are.
Where you want to go.
This is incredible.
Yes, I do.
But I feel like either selling of the home or getting rid of the first home is almost seeming impossible or like really hard. You know, it's like I feel like you can't get rid of it. You understand that?
Yeah.
So I feel very strongly in your future that there will be a time where you have two properties.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That you're transitioning within at the exact same time.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you're going to buy one mm-hmm. or sign one while you still have the other.
Makes total sense.
I do feel like you're at the end of that, though. They're also showing me construction. So I do get the feeling that there's a lot of construction work that'll have to be done. I feel like in the new place that you go into, but it feels in that exact same time frame.
Okay.
They're also showing me, so your kids must be teenagers. You see this? Because I see teens around you.
I have a 15, 12, and a 7.
Okay, yeah. I see a lot of teenage energy around you.
Yes, you do.
So good.
Yes,
you
do.
So
and there must be some drama with, like, what feels to be a daughter, or I just keep getting, like, daughter drama.
For the first time ever.
Yeah.
She's, like, my bestie, and for the first time ever, there's a little drama, and it's, like, breaking my heart, but I get
it. It shows up in your energy a lot. It's, like, drama with the daughter, drama with the daughter.
Yeah.
And I feel like it'll kind of come back into order, but it'll take maybe 2-3 years. So I don't want that to be like, oh my God, we're going to have drama all the time. I don't think that. But I feel like you'll, again, be best friends. But she's going through this transitionary phase.
Yes.
Is the feeling that I get. They're also saying here that, do you see that one of your kids is in like a really kind of smaller school setting? Or like they have like a small classroom? Or it's like very... very like attentive to their needs, because I just keep feeling here that one of your kids needs like not special attention, not necessarily that, but like a very structured environment.
They haven't started. They start, Thursday,
start Thursday,
but my middle dude, he needs to focus.
Yes.
Yeah.
He needs structure.
Focus.
He needs structure.
Yeah, he needs
structure.
It feels
like I need structure. Like, I've got almost, like, ADD going on.
Yeah, he definitely... He's like me. He's just, like, he forgets, like...
Right. Yeah. I think he'll do really well in, like, a smaller classroom style. So it feels like that to me. I think at one point he'll go in that direction. But I like the energy. And as I'm talking to you here, there's actually a man who's stepping forward who feels like a father figure. I have to recognize that.
I'm going to start crying.
My God.
So do you see that there's a father past? Do you understand? Yeah, because he steps in like right behind you, and I know that he's been like, he puts his arm around you here, because I just know that he's been around you throughout this like entire process. He's also recognizing, first of all, you know how you said that you and your daughter are best friends, but it feels like that with your dad too.
He's my best friend.
It feels to me like the two of you are so tight, and he's showing me that like dear love between the two of you.
Oh my God.
His eyes come in as really bright, like a blue, you know, like a shining blue, bright eyes. And he's got this twinkle in an eye where I feel like he's always up to no good, or there's always pranks going on.
I'm silent because I'm crying.
Like, this is exactly how Amy's describing her dad.
He was my best friend, and he had a twinkle, and he was the best.
Yeah, and he
funniest.
Winks at you. You know, it's like I got a wink there. And I feel like he can be really sarcastic, like very dry, very sarcastic, but in like the most lighthearted, fun way.
Yeah.
That's the feeling I get. I am seeing a lot of complications before his passing, and I do feel like you were able to prepare in some ways
for
his passing.
That's
it wasn't
right.
all out of the blue. You
That's
know?
Right.
But I do get the feeling here that... he kept his sense of humor at the end of his lifetime, and I get a real sense that he wants you to know he's back to his old self, you know, back to his old self. I also, for some reason, he makes me feel that as you were younger, he was either home a lot
yes.
or he was very, like, hands-on.
He was.
You know?
Yes, he was.
And I almost feel like he either was an older father or he retired early.
He's an older father. Okay. He was 44 when I was born.
Yeah. He just feels like an older father. Like, he had the time.
He did.
When you came into the world to, like, spend time with you and be there, and I get that very much around him, and I know that he just adores this. Where you grew up, do you see there's a lot of woods there?
Yes.
Because he loves to go walking in the woods,
yes,
is what he says.
Yes, yes.
And I know that it doesn't feel like California. It doesn't feel like as sunshiny.
No.
And, you know, it feels like I've got kind of that real woodsy smell around me, and you must have been a little bit more rural. I just don't see city.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think he would have liked to be in the city either.
No, he wouldn't.
I also... Oh, thank you. Do you see that there's a brother with him on the other side, too?
He had a baby who passed before I was ever born.
Oh.
Okay. And do you see that that would have been a boy?
Yes.
Yeah. Because he talks about being reunited with his brother. All right.
With his brother or his son?
No, his brother.
Oh, he has lots of brothers.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, this feels like an adult man that's passed. Mm-hmm. But it feels like he's with his brother, is what he says.
I love it.
A brother who passed before him. Yep. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
As far as the baby goes, do you see where are the four kids?
There were four, so he would have had a son who passed, and then my parents lost a daughter after me.
Okay, so there would have been four kids.
There would have been four.
Yeah, because as you're talking about the little baby boy, he says there's actually four children, four connections, mm-hmm. But this man loves you. I have to say that. He absolutely loves you. He adores you. He wants to give you so much love, and this is like his opportunity. He's like, forget about her life at the moment. It's all going to be all right. I just need her to know that I'm standing beside her. All right? I do feel your dad is a... he's not going to put up with people who are slow-minded or are taking advantage of you in any way. So when it comes to this business of selling the house and all this kind of contract stuff, if something doesn't work out, take it as a sign from your dad that it wasn't meant to be. You know?
Oh, my God. It's like, amazing.
Yeah. It just is like he's putting an end to it. You know, stop right now. Don't mess with my baby girl. He's going to close that door, and it'll seem really frustrating, but he's actually helping you out.
Okay.
Also, is there something going on with your plumbing? You need to check your plumbing.
Okay.
All right? So
possibly.
That's one of those things that you may not... I just see a pipe bursting or something of that sort.
Okay.
So just keep it in mind, all right?
Yeah.
And I think it's still coming up, but he talks about looking at the plumbing. And that actually... Do a really thorough check of the house. If nothing happens with the pipes bursting in the house that you have now, when you do buy a house, have them do a very, very thorough check of the plumbing system.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, yeah.
So I feel like that's important. But this man, I have to say, like, he's just been so present and so, like, kind of knocking on my door here, you know?
That's amazing.
This is incredible.
I'm, like, having
I'm, like,
an outer
out.
Body experience.
I'm, like, freaking out.
I know.
I'm not even getting this reading and I'm freaking out.
Because he was, like, the... person that made me feel like the most loved and adored, and I miss him every day.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
I can see why. He's such a great, great character. And I have to say, you know, from your perspective, Kelly, I always think it's really cool when you know a bit about their story.
Yes!
You
and
know?
Everything you said
everything.
Is everything
it's
that 100%. Amy has ever told me.
It's like, not it's 73, scary. It's 100%.
Well, it's almost like it's scary. Like, I feel like I'm, like, freaked out because, like, I can't wait to do my reading, too, and see what happens. But, like, every single thing you've ever told me is exactly what you just said.
Exactly.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad because passing it on, you know?
That's
okay.
So good.
Thank
you're so
And
gifted.
You should know, you know, that he's not in the room because I'm in the room. Like, he's in the room because you're in the room. So, he's always there.
Yeah.
Did he have, like, a very musty smell to him? Like, there's almost like, there's a certain type of smell that you would associate with him that I think you'll smell sometimes out of the blue.
Okay.
So, it's almost like his calling card.
Okay.
All right? So, just pay attention to it.
I will.
It's not tobacco or anything like that.
Right.
It's like this, it's kind of a musky, woodsy.
Okay.
So just pay attention.
So interesting.
I'm like, I can't quite put a word to it, but I feel like you'll recognize it when you smell it, and it may be something where you go, oh, that's really weird. You
okay.
know, that's strange. It may not be connecting to you, but do you understand the name James at all? James?
James.
Living, though.
He's living.
Yeah. Do you understand James?
I do have an uncle. We call him Jim. I don't know if I understand James.
But his name's not Jim. Jim, it's James Given. James is his given name, the uncle?
Yes.
Yes, okay, but he's living.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Do you see here that he's a bit overweight?
Yeah.
Okay. He needs to watch his cholesterol.
Okay.
I always hate, like, kind of pulling up these red flags or, you know, like, oh my gosh, like, doomsday thing. But he really needs to watch his heart health.
Okay.
Do you know if he's had problems with that in the past?
He's sick right now. He's sick. I'm not sure.
Because they're really talking about his health.
Wow.
And, like, they need him to pay attention and to take it seriously.
Yeah.
So if he's kind of like, oh, I'm kind of sick, but it'll blow over.
Yeah.
That's not what they want for him right now.
Okay.
They want him to buckle down and pay attention and listen to what the doctors are saying. Because your dad's talking about James needs to pay attention to his health.
James. Okay.
All
okay.
Right. Yep. But that's on your mom's side?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's my mom's baby brother.
Out.
Exactly.
Freaking out right now.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Wow.
If you can, pass the message on.
I will.
Oh my God, that was an incredible,
crazy,
incredible reading. Okay, do you have enough? Are you cool? Can you shift over?
Yeah. Let's shift over to you. Okay.
All right.
So, gotta like kind of disconnect from her.
Exactly.
Here.
There's a lot going on.
I know.
Right.
She probably writes a breather.
Okay.
You're still in shock.
Yes,
I am. Kelly. Okay. Well, first of all, I have to actually say, like, you and your husband feel really good together. So there's, like, a really strong connection between the two of you. I also have to say here that he may be doing more traveling as this year comes up, but I do see him out of the house quite often, like, going on business trips. So it feels to me when you have the time together, it's really sweet.
Yes.
That's the feeling that I get. I also have to recognize here with him, all right, let's see here. I've got two... all right, you've got two kids, right?
Yes.
Two children. Mm-hmm. And both feel really wonderful. So I've got two connections here to you. It's interesting because they're saying that there's a possibility of a third. So I don't know if you've been playing around with that, but I do get the feeling that there's like a baby girl hanging around you if you so wanted. That's the feeling I get, all right?
God, no, please. Can't do another one.
Right? It's like complex.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
But there's a possibility of a third.
So interesting. Somebody else told me that too.
Wow. Really
okay. And I do think that it feels to me like it would be a surprise, so not necessarily planned. So just keep that in mind. You're like, no more children.
Yeah, exactly.
But because they're showing me two very much in your energy, and then there's one that's kind of hanging around you.
Kelly, do you use birth control?
Yes.
Stop.
Would you like double that sucker up?
No, stop.
Oh my
you
God, she wants me to have another one.
The more the merrier. I'm not going to interrupt again.
Says the one with three kids.
Exactly.
I would have more if I wasn't ancient.
I don't have kids. My friends who have kids, they say that 2 to 3 isn't like too big of a shift.
That's what she always says. She always says that.
So, I don't know, maybe. We'll see. But the family unit feels really good for you at the moment. Okay. So I do really like that. You do see that you like live in a house, you understand?
Yes.
Not an apartment, because I see you in a house, and I do see like a yard around you, and I feel like that's really, really, really good. I keep seeing like a pool as well, and you may consider putting in a pool, but I feel like there will be some sort of construction that gets put around the area.
Okay.
And it's kind of weird. I see that one of your neighbors to the right. Do you know if they'll be moving?
I hope so.
Okay. Because, first of all, what they're showing me is, like, there's an issue with the neighbors to the right.
Yes! Yeah, but, I cannot believe it!
Yeah, not to the left, but to the right.
Yes!
I like the ones on the left.
Yes, exactly! I'm, like, freaking out. Yes.
But the neighbors on the right, I do see some issues there, and I do think they'll be moving, so they're recognizing...
I can kiss you right now. This is so funny. Oh my God, I'm dying. Okay.
Like, within, like, the... not right away, not 4 or 5 months, but, you know, looking at, like, a year and a half.
Okay, great.
I think that'll be really good.
For a year and a half.
That's great.
Yeah, right? You could put up with that.
Exactly.
They show a lot of writing around you.
Okay.
So I think you need to be doing more writing, or that's going to be more of a focus.
Okay, cool.
And have you ever considered doing like a blog or like an online?
Sure.
Because that comes in as into your awareness as well.
Okay.
Although I feel like career-wise right now, you feel really kind of happy and like you're in the right place. Like I don't see you looking towards finding a new job or it feels like clientele is flowing around really well. I feel like you really like what you're doing. They're also showing me that you don't work on all days. You understand? So there's this
incredible,
like, wonderful part-time energy that you've got going where you do it enough where you love it, but you don't get overtaxed. So I think you've got this, like, perfect balance going on at the moment that I really, really, really like. They're also showing me that you're going to, and obviously, I just remembered you're a therapist, but they're also showing me that you're going to specialize.
So
I do feel like you'll get clients that have the same kind of traumas that come in, but they're showing me a specialization in the next kind of 4 years for you.
Cool.
So allow that to take place. As I'm talking to you, there is a grandmother that comes in.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
And she just feels like a second mom, you know? Like she comes in as really, 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 really strong. I know she talks about actually being really close to you, but I do feel that you get to know her as an adult.
Yeah.
So this is not a grandmother that passed when you're really young, you know? Like she knows you as an adult, and she's also recognizing that she did get to see great grandchildren of hers as well.
Wow.
So she got to meet great grandchildren. So she really got to see like 4 generations, you know? And I know that she's really, really happy about this, but that just feels so wonderful. Oh, wonderful. She shows me here that people were beside her at the time that she passed.
Yeah.
So I know that she was holding hands with people. You understand this? And I know that there's a real love. I do get the feeling that when she passes, she really wants to make clear that she knew that people were there with her. Because I feel like you wouldn't have known that she knew that you were there.
Exactly.
You know? And so she wants to say, like, I knew you were there. I knew you were present. Like, don't worry. I, absolutely heard what you said.
Yeah.
So she really wants to recognize that for you there as well. She feels like a very strong matriarchal member of your family, kind of keeps everybody connected. And I feel since her passing that there's been family members that have either kind of drifted apart or that the family isn't as close as it was. And so I know she wants people to kind of bond together, you know?
That would be her.
Is my, she's like, everybody come together. Like, I want to cook for you. I want you in my house.
That's
like,
her.
Please come in. Please come in. Please come in. And I feel like her door is just always open.
You know,
that's the feeling I get here with her. She does like to have her hair done nice. You understand?
This is, I'm dying. All the time. I'm like freaking out.
Because her hair is like done
always,
on a weekly basis.
To the nines.
It just feels so nice. And she's like, oh, got my hair done on the other side. But it feels really, really nice. She's also recognizing here that she, oh, that's interesting. Do you see here that she lost her mother very early on? Or, like, obviously she lost her mother. But but there's a feeling that your mom either didn't get to know her grandmother as well as you got to know yours.
Probably,
you understand? But she has been reunited with her mother.
Nice.
I also see, in or not a family name, but, like, a first name being passed down on that side of the family. So I know that there's multiple people with the same first name that she recognizes. But she's very much around you as well, so. She just wants, you know, like, she wants you really to know how good of a job you're doing as a mother. And because she's such a mother herself, you know, that I feel she's almost a hard person to live up to because she's so fantastic.
Exactly.
But she wants, you know, you're doing an absolutely fantastic job. She, this is so funny, but she wants you to eat more, which is hilarious.
I am going to lose my mind right now. My husband's going to lose it when he hears this. This is my grandma. She would constantly tell me to eat more. Oh,
that's so funny. She's like, can you please eat more?
Yes.
You know?
This is a Jewish grandma for you. Exactly.
Just like, please, come on.
Oh my
God. What's happening? Just one more bite.
Yes, exactly. She would like force feed me. It was like the joke.
That's so funny.
Wow.
But yeah, she's so much around you. She loves you. So.
Oh my God.
Very sweet.
And she's happy. She's okay.
Oh yeah. She's, you know, I just feel that the last 5-6 years of her life, she's showing me she just couldn't do what she wanted to do.
Yes. She was miserable.
No. Yes.
She was so upset.
And so I just get the feeling that when she crosses over, it's like freedom.
Yes. That's how we felt.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, I do get the feeling she gets to be quite old in her lifetime, and I do feel like she keeps going despite people thinking, oh, now it's the end. Oh, no. She's going to keep going.
Yes.
Oh, now it's the end. Oh, no. She's keep going. She's got this fortitude in life. There's a feeling of she herself actually wasn't quite sure what she'd find on the other side, or she's got a bit of like a skepticism to her when she goes to their side. So it's like she wants to believe that there's something there, but she's got a very skeptical mind about it.
Yes.
Not fully religious.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
100%.
So I feel like she kind of wants to stay in the world just because she's like, oh, I don't know.
Yes,
I don't know.
Exactly.
And then she passes, she's like, oh, it's wonderful.
Like, right,
you know,
exactly.
What
like, what was I waiting for?
Yeah.
I could see that.
There's also a ring she talks about that you will be getting. So I feel like there's one that's being passed down or something of that sort. So keep an eye out on that. But she'd like you to have it.
This was amazing.
Crazy.
I'm like, by the way, for the listeners out there, I'm like hysterically crying right now. Like, I have mascara everywhere. Floor, you are. This is absolutely incredible. Floor is absolutely the most gifted person. I'm like freaking out. I mean, you were right on about everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Oh my God.
Everything.
And the hair. I'm going to call my mom after this. She's going to like lose it because the hair, that was my grandma. She was like this really, you know, just well-dressed. Like, you know how you always say to me, like, you're so put together. I'm like, you should see my mom. You should have seen my grandma. Like, she just was so like put together and like she just did her hair. And I can't believe
the
eating.
They have a pearl necklace too.
She always wore jewelry.
Pearl necklace.
Jewelry and like.
Wow.
Yeah, very nicely. Yeah, she's nicely dressed. And I feel even up to the end, you know, where she can't do anything.
That's exactly her.
So, like, I'm not going out unless I've got everything put together. Yeah.
Wow.
She's lovely.
Oh, my God.
Good people.
That was amazing. So, Fleur, are you tired right now? Like,
does it knock you out?
You know, not right now because I'm, like, in the energy of it.
Yeah.
And it's once they connect to me, I just feel this surge. And afterwards, I'll be, like, on a high for a while.
Yeah.
And then I crash.
Yeah. So, oh, really?
Yeah. So like, when I do a shows, you know, it'll be 2 hours of, like, boom, 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 like, super, super fast. And I'll last for like 2-3 hours afterwards, just jumping up and down. I'm like, somebody want to go dancing? Like, let's go out. Like, let's do this. Let's. Everyone's like, aren't you tired? and then I'll crash hardcore. But it does tire you out. But I do think the spirit world gives me energy to work with.
Yeah.
But I do limit my days to like 4-5 readings.
Yeah. That's smart. It's like us with clients because we're both therapists. It's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
It's the best because you drive home feeling so wonderful.
Yeah.
But then you got to decompress.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have a question. I read a book by a psychic medium, and she said it was really hard for her to go to like amusement parks or crowded places because there'd just be too much energy coming at her. Does that...
You know, I'm really lucky because I feel like I hear that a lot from students that I teach, people that are also mediums, but I was so against mediumship starting at about like 10 years old. I was like, I want nothing to do with this. I just want to be normal. I remember having a very like vivid thought in my mind was like, I can't ever do anything normal. Like, I'm like, I'm not normal. You know what I mean? That was like the idea. I am super normal in regards to now, but as a kid, I was like, there's something very weird happening here. So I just wanted to be normal like any kid, you know, you want to just go into high school and like be the normal child. And so I worked really hard to shut it down, and it was completely gone by the time I was 14. I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. I was a very different child than I was growing up. And obviously it kind of came back full force and I was 18, 19, but because I had those 4 years of not feeling a thing, I think the only psychic moment I ever had was I knew there was a guy that was going to ask me out to prom and I didn't want to go with him. So I literally ran, and like 5 seconds later he comes in with full tuxedo roses, like a guitar, and all my friends are like, we don't know where she went. Like literally just like dropped her books and left.
That's
so that was
incredible.
The only psychic moment I ever had in high school. But yeah, because I had those 5 years, I can go back to that. You know what I mean? Like, I have really strong doors.
Yes.
So I always tell people, like, when I'm not working, I'm not working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so people are like,
that's
are you
great.
Feeling anything right now? I'm like, no.
But do you have to have to purposely open it, or like, okay, so you do. So you have to kind of say like, okay, I'm available for...
Yeah, it's a light switch. Yeah, I turn it off, I turn it on. Well, it's maybe probably a little bit more like a dimmer. But it's never fully gone. I could always tap into it if I needed to, but it's not on full blast like it is right now.
Got it. Interesting.
I know, isn't this so amazing?
Which I think lets me, you know, be a normal person.
Yes, exactly. Sure. That makes sense. Yeah.
Are you, Kel, do you need to take callers, or can I ask another question?
Go for it. No.
So if somebody doesn't have the gift, can they develop it?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Everybody has a gift. Every single person. We're all people who have a feeler, so to speak. We all have an antenna. There's not a single person in the world that I feel like doesn't have that. Mm-hmm. And you see that even with kids when they're coming into the world. They're much more attentive, much more sensitive than they are when they grow up.
Yeah.
So we can all go back to that. It's mostly about peeling back the layers than it is teaching you anything new. It's like I give you exercises, I give you things to work with so that you can rediscover that kind of sensory side of yourself.
Wow.
But yeah, you know, I feel like it's so amazing when I teach, when I show people how to do this work, they blow themselves away because they start to recognize, you know, I've always had this. I just didn't know how to put my finger on it.
So
yes, because I always felt like I did. Yeah. Because I used to have premonitions and it's gotten less.
Yeah.
But it's good to hear that you can kind of...
So people that take your class may or may not have, like, they may not know they have the gift.
Absolutely.
And they take the class to do. You should take the class.
I'm totally taking your class.
You're taking the class.
I don't feel like signed up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's one at the end of September.
Cool. Okay, so is it like a workshop? Is it like a one-time thing that you offer? Or
do workshops that are like very short, like an hour and a half.
Okay.
And then I do an all-day class.
Oh, cool.
And that one's coming up September 26th. And that's the one I love teaching because you'll really walk in going, I don't really know. And then you'll walk out going, I'm so weirded out by myself.
Kelly, let's go.
Totally.
That'd be really fun.
I think that would be amazing.
Wait, what ages do you ever do kids?
That's a good question.
I have read for kids with their parents' permission. I always ask that a parent come in first.
No, do you ever teach kids the class?
I have.
Jack.
My middle one.
My favorite moment working with a kid was he walked into the office, and it was a Friday, so they have donuts in the office on Fridays. And his mom was like, and I told him, I was like, well, I'm not going to eat my donut. Do you want my donut? And his mom was like, that's the craziest thing, because he's literally, from the moment he got up this morning, goes, I want a donut. And his mom was like, we never eat donuts. You know, and he's like, I smell donuts. I want a donut. And this kid ended up with a donut. You know, he like manifested his donut. It was awesome.
This is incredible.
But kids are so sensitive to it. You know, it's amazing to work with them. Really amazing.
This is incredible. I feel like I'm dreaming right now. Like, I feel like I'm... Yeah.
So So, Fleur, how do people find out about your classes or your website? I mean, all that.
Right. Well, I have a website that's mediumfleur.com, so super easy.
Okay.
Fleur is spelled F-L-E-U-R.
Yep.
You can also find me on Facebook, because I post stuff on Facebook, too. It's just Medium Fleur. It's my my page. And I do kind of quarterly reading giveaways, just like a free reading.
Oh, cool.
To kind of give back in that way. So if you like the page, you're automatically entered.
Oh, cool.
So I still feel like you might as well like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can keep up with the information in that way, Medium Fleur, either on the website or on Facebook, but there's always something going on. Mm-hmm. So.
And I just want to say out loud, Amy and I are psychic snobs. Like, we have seen a lot of psychics in our life, and Fleur is the real deal. Like, that's the truth.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm like still freaking out.
No, it was like dead on. Like
amazing.
Everything.
About the move. Oh my gosh, with you. And so it's because Amy and I talk almost every day, and so we know everything about each other's life. And I know how important, you know, your dad is to you, and you knew how important my grandma was to me.
That's right.
And the fact that they both, you know, came in, and the fact that you were here, you know, my co-host is gone. Like, it's just, you know,
it's
divine timing. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's pretty incredible.
I do think honestly, from the work that I've done over the years, I really feel like they always have a hand in it.
Yeah.
Like, the right people are always there. It's no coincidence, you know, that you're here today. Like,
exactly.
Your dad probably organized that in some way. Like, it wouldn't surprise me.
So I have a question, too. When you saw the writing for me, does that mean, like, that's something I should, like, go... Like, the spirits are kind of, like, guiding me into that direction?
Yeah. Okay. It says that you have a talent for it. It says that you have a skill for it.
Yes,
it shows up in your energy.
She does. She's written books. They're amazing.
Thank you. But that's so funny. Somebody else... It's, like, amazing when people tell you different things. We had a woman, a medical intuitive, and she was like, don't do writing. Like, it's so funny. And not that I trusted her, but, like, it's just so funny how everyone says something you know, but I believe this. That's the thing. Because I always felt deep inside the writing was
Well, if you've written books, then obviously you're good at it, you know.
But that's cool.
But it shows up in your energy as something you've got a talent for.
Cool.
Now, I believe in free will. So it's up to you to say, I choose this over something else.
Right, right.
But what they're showing is that if you were to do it, it would be successful because you've got a natural ability for it.
That's awesome.
I also feel that writing for you will actually be really zen-like and very meditative. So it'll find a space of quiet within you that'll really recharge you. So it's not an activity that depletes you anyway.
Yes.
It's really reinvigorating. So that's why it shows up, but I don't think you're doing much of it right now.
No, I'm not. But do they have a subject? Do they give me details?
You know, I think it will be connected to your work.
Okay.
So they'll probably have a therapy twist to it.
Cool.
Also about your own life. It doesn't really feel like it will be stories or, you know, just kind of romanticized ideas. It feels very structured in terms of real life experiences, whether your experiences or your client's experiences or a mix of the two, you know?
Cool.
But I think it'll be all about helping and healing, which really is what your energy is about to begin with. So it's just another vessel.
Nice. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
This is incredible. This is so cool.
So I have a question.
Sure.
But I don't want to ask it if there's, like, callers.
No, we're good. But let me just give out the number one more time.
Yeah, give out the number.
So you're listening to Coach Kelly, and my fill-in today is Amy Margolis, and our amazing, amazing psychic intuitive medium. And by the way, am I saying all those things right?
Yeah,
like, you're considered all of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Fleur. And our phone number here is 323-203-0815. Okay, go ahead.
And Fleur's website is mediumfleur, F-L-E-U-R, .com.
Perfect.
She's incredible, people. 100% right.
Yeah.
So, okay, it's like a personal question, but I'm going to ask it. So I am a therapist, and I just finished 3,200 hours, and I submitted them. And then I got a note from the board that, like, 1,700 are not going to be accepted in my current practice, and I was devastated. It was some weird
law. There was some, like, legality.
They passed some law that if you re-register, I was registered in California before, you can't work at a private practice. So anyway, right now my boss is becoming an agency and making a new website to make it an appropriate setting. So I am wondering if you can predict whether this is going to work out for me or...
Mm. Well, I don't see you stopping as a therapist, so...
That's good.
That's good.
That's a good sign.
That's good.
I also feel like you'll... I don't think you'll get those 1,700 hours back.
Yep.
It doesn't look like they're going to change their stance on that.
Yep.
Okay. So it's really about like moving forward.
Yep.
But I also don't get the feeling that you need that certification necessarily to do the work that you do.
It's interesting, yep. Amy.
You understand that? It's
yes.
like you'll continue doing the work. It feels like it would be nice to have it, and you'll have it eventually.
Yeah.
But there will still be some processes you have to do before you complete it. You know,
that's
the feeling. I don't think that the certification will come in the mail like next month.
Right.
You know, but they're actually giving me the sense that this will be beneficial. You'll be working with clients that you wouldn't have worked with otherwise.
Oh. Okay. Got
it's
it.
Good to know.
Yeah. Got it.
Because do you see also that if you don't have the certification that you aren't qualified for insurance? Does that
yes.
make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So you'll work with people who are uninsured in some way, which is actually a big calling of yours. So
okay.
I
this
think
is incredible.
You'll always keep that in some regards.
Yep.
But this is a good reminder to work with that kind of group of people.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it won't stop you from doing your work, right? I don't see you stopping.
No.
Yeah.
I just don't want to leave her. Like, I'll get another job, but I don't want to leave my clients or my practice.
Perfect.
Because I love it.
So maybe that's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. You may be required to make some shifts.
Okay.
But I think it will be for the best.
Okay.
I also don't see you completely leaving, so there will always still be a connection there.
Okay,
but I
good.
Do see you working at a different location as well, so.
Okay. Okay, good to know. Thank
oh,
you so
God,
much.
I know. And then, I'm sorry, I have one final question,
uh-huh.
too, before we wrap up pretty soon. But, so, my kids, Amy, they're pretty challenging. Am I in it for, like, challenging for the life here? I gotta know, I gotta prepare myself in some way.
Okay, let's see here.
We're getting all our questions.
Right,
I'm
like,
serious. I gotta know. I gotta prepare
you gotta
or not.
Prepare. They're smart. You've got smart kids, so they'll probably outsmart you a couple times.
Yes.
I think you have to be really disciplined with them.
Okay.
A lot of, like, if you're gonna say yes one time, don't
yeah.
say no the other time, and the vice versa. Like, it
got
just
it.
Feels
consistent.
Like they're gonna need very consistent way of handling themselves. I also feel like sports is gonna be really important
yes.
to get all the energy out, so they're
mm-hmm.
completely depleted by the time they get home to you.
Yes.
You know, that's the feeling I get. I also, I feel like they'll be challenging in that they'll keep you on your toes, but
okay.
you'll have a really strong relationship with both.
That's great.
So
okay.
you, that doesn't feel like the challenging part. It doesn't
correct.
Feel like
yeah.
you'll be disengaged or you don't feel like they're, you know, connected to you. It feels very connected. They
both
just
of them.
Feel
great.
Like a handful.
Yes.
But I do think that when they go into their teens, surprisingly,
mm-hmm.
they'll probably be easier.
That's what I'm hoping, because
yeah.
I'm like, I'm paying
mm-hmm.
my dues now.
Yeah, yeah. It just
yep.
feels like by the time I feel like 14 to 16, it kind of slows.
It.
Yeah, it is a little bit
yeah.
of a long way. But it kind of slows down a little bit in,
okay.
in terms of the chaoticness of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
They are showing me they take after your husband, though, so he must be quite high energy himself, or like, you know,
yeah,
just feels
I could
like
see,
that
yeah, I could see that a little bit.
But they'll kind of taper down like he is now.
Okay,
so, like,
that makes sense.
I think by the time they're like 16, they'll take on a lot more of his
yeah.
very grounded
nature.
Energy. You know,
okay.
and I feel like he's very stable and
yes.
very like grounded, and there won't be this
yes,
up and down.
Up and down. Okay,
mm-hmm.
cool.
So yeah, I think you're going to be fine.
Thank you. The
wonderful thing about it is that there's a huge emotional connection between you and your kids. So
nice.
That will always
mm-hmm.
keep it like
that's
very
so sweet.
You know,
yeah.
together.
And my husband's going to be so happy, by the way, what you said about, like, us immediately, like,
yeah.
about the bond. That's so sweet.
It is. It's a great bond.
Yeah.
You know, I've read for a lot of people, and you don't always see that. So.
Really? That's cool. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we were talking about it last night, too. It's really weird that you said that. Okay, so we, unfortunately, are going to have to wrap up pretty soon. But, again, this was Coach Kelly, and my fill-in today was Amy Morgulies. And we had the amazing, amazing, amazing guest, Psychic Floor. And so, again, if you can give us all your info for the listeners,
yeah,
where they can
absolutely.
Find you and all that good stuff.
Yeah, check me out at www.mediumfloor.com. There's events posted there, classes posted there. The next event, like group reading that I'm doing, is on September 5th. And then we've got a class coming up on the 26th, and there's a show in Orange County in October. Can't
oh,
remember
wow.
the date
that's
of it,
great.
But you could check out, you know, all sorts of stuff on there. And then, or you can find me on Facebook, just Medium Fleur, and I do give free readings every once in a while there, and I'll keep you updated and all that good stuff.
So when you say you're teaching a class September 26th, where is that class?
It's on the west side in Los Angeles. It's right off of Washington Boulevard,
yep.
Right between Marina and Venice.
Great.
Cool.
And it will be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
That's
so
great.
It'll
yeah,
be kind
faster.
Of an all-day thing.
Great.
But
yeah.
we That's covered true. A lot of topics. So I'll not only teach you how to enhance your own intuition, but also how to feel the spirit world yourself in terms of connecting to your own loved ones and feeling their energy and knowing when they're present.
Mm-hmm. So cool. All right. Yeah. So Amy, can you give any info about you? And you want to pass on your website or anything?
I am amymargolismsw.com, and I have a practice in Santa Monica. I run a women's group. I love working with couples, and I have a movie coming out in December. It's called Quackers. That will be in theaters, and then I have a Netflix series starting 2016. Fantastic. I play four parts. It's called Kulapari, An Army of Frogs.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah.
So cool.
It's really cool. It's a good balance, you know? So that's really my stuff.
So, and you can find me, Kelly Miller, KellyMiller.com. My book is Professor Kelly's Guide to Finding a Husband on Amazon. I also have a new therapy website, TherapistKellyMiller.com. Again, KellyMiller.com. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, Flora. And thank you, Amy. And Amy will be with us next week. And next week, we have on Abigail Sharon, and we're going to talk about her movie, Rudy and Neil. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.